शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना, त्वं नहि मां चरणन्ति ते। माय मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल ऑफिशियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम श्रील गुरुदेव ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। माय सो मेनी थैंक्स टू यू दैट मोस्ट ऑफ देम यू वेर इन माय एलएचवा क्लास एंड सम फार अवे फ्रॉम ब्राजील from Colorado.
Kerala,
and from very very far away you have come here to hear something. So much welcome to you and my thanks to you and my heartly blessings to you. In Alachua, we were discussing about pure bhakti. And for this, we were explaining Anna Vilasita Sanya. ज्ञान कर्माध्यनाप्रथ अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्ति वृत्तम। वे हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड सो मच इन एलएचयूएल। नाउ दिस इज द बैरोमीटर ऑफ भक्ति एंड वी कैन जज द डिवोटीज देयर स्टैंडर्ड and their stage. And according to that, we should keep proper respect to them. If anyone is not giving proper respect to Vaishnava superiors, they have no bhakti at all, zero. So we should always try to honor our superiors, our Guru Varga, disciples of pure devotees of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, to all. But according to the stage of bhakti, विमल वैष्णवे वासना हई देखी जे जन वैष्णव चिनिया लैबे other Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Rupa Goswami all have told that we should honor them according to the stage of bhakti. Otherwise, those who are not pure bhakta, you will see, you will think that he is, oh, Mahabhagwa. He may be of third class, bogus, any cheater. And you will think that, oh, he is Uttam Mahabhagwa. And for Mahabhagwati, you can see, oh, he is Kanishta Bhikari. Then offense. Don't make any offense. If you want to advance in bhakti, then if you have done wrong, any offenses in the lotus feet of Vaishnava, oh, fell on the lotus feet of them and beg excuse. Oh, please excuse me. Then bhakti may come. Otherwise, bhakti cannot come. So we have explained all these things. We have come up to Shuddha Bhakti. And in that category, we have explained the bhakti of Maharaj Ambarish. He was in the stage of Rati, that is Bhav. And then we are coming in the stage of Premi Bhakta. First we should know what is Prem, pure love. Kya jane kya kalte ke niyash. We should know. And that is that when Rati, that is Bhav, becomes so thick and perfect. And at that time, there may be a reason that love and affection should
may break.
But it becomes more thick and thick. More thick. What is that slope? Sarvatha dhvansa rahitam yadapi dhvansa karane. If there is a reason that prem should be proved. But even it goes high. And also there is another saint. Ananya mamata vishnu. Mamata ati ati shangata. Prahlad, Narad and others, they have told. What is prem? Mamata atishayam, ananya mamata udishi. In Krishna, oh, so much thick attachment. Mamata. What is? Like Laukik Shabda, Bandhuva, that he is mine. He is my friend. He is my son. He is my most beloved. No? This mamta should be there. Then it is prem, otherwise not. Also it has been told. What more? Samyak vashnito svantu. Mamata atishayankita. Bhava Sandratma Saya Primani Gadhati. That when by the Ruchi that I explained in Alechua that I want to serve Krishna like he is my son, parental mode, like most beloved he is. I want to serve him in this way. He is my Prabhu, Swami. So in this way, mamata will be. Atishayankata. that mamta will be so thick, more than worldly father, mother, or anyone. Unparalleled. And when this rati will be oh so thick, then it may be called prem. Before this, you should know that there are five kinds of rati. Shantarati, Dasyarati, Sakhyarati, Varsalyarati, and Madhurati. There are some sthayi bhav. Sthayi bhav means? This would be first Shantarati. Oh, Nishtha is there. Very Nishtha. Steadiness is there. But there is something lacking in Shantarati. In Shantarasa. Shanti is also a rasa. You shouldn't think that it is not. But it should be like that, where Shantarati is there. Then if Shantarati, then Shantaras may be. But it is not in Braja. Not in Braja. Something like what? Mamata is not there. Nishtha is there. I must serve him. This Nishtha is there. But no mamata, minus that he is my Prabhu, he is my friend, he is my son, he is my most beloved. So, we should do pranam to that. And where there is more mamata, that he is my Prabhu. He is my Prabhu. And always worshipable. And this is called Dasyarati. And Pritirati, Pritarati, or friendly, Sakharas. And then comes Vatsalyaras. And more superior is most beloved of gopis. This is called Madhurasa Shringara. So, from Shanta to all five, there is some prem, love. And without this, you cannot come in the stage of prem. But here we are discussing about premi bhakta. He must be realized so. Not. He is not sadhak. He is perfect. He is siddha. And all qualities that we told, there must be there. Then we see that Hanuman is in that category. The most dear servant of Ram. All things are there, but in like first, second stage. Not so hard, but there is. So Hanuman is called Premi Bhakta. What he did? That Prahlad Maharaj cannot do. Ambarish Maharaj may do some sadhana to have, but he has not received. But Hanuman, what doing? Oh, my Prabhu, my Lord Ram. Oh, I will just go to Lanka, who has taken Bhagavati Devi Sita, stolen away, and I shall punish him. And he went quickly, and flying in the air, How much? 100?
400
million. 1,000. Oh, so much, so many miles. And he went to Lanka. Ravana was very powerful. He was Jai Vijay. He has come to fulfill the desire of his Prabhu, but in the shape of Daitya Dana.
Demon.
So he stolen away Sita, Bhagavati Sita. And then Hanuman went there, discovered, and he fully burnt whole Lanka of golden and jewels in a moment and told Sita, "Oh my mother, you should come on my back. At once I will take you to Ram." Sita told, "No. No, my boy, my son. You should go and bring Ram and he will do. I cannot touch anyone without Ram, except Ram." And then he turned back and again he went with Ram, and Ravan was finished with his whole family. And this servant did so many things, served him. He knows that his Prabhu is hungry, not like Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, he has so much love and affection for his wife Sita. Oh, he has appetite, he is hungry. And he, my Ram, oh, today he is very tall. Oh, Ram has Shakti shale here. Oh, Lakshman. And he was faint. If sun will come, then he may die. At once Hanuman went to Himalayas and he took whole mountain of medicines and brought here. And then Lakshman was. Even Meghnad.
Ram and Lakshman both are frightened by snake.
Oh, Meghnad by Nag Astra, by snake of Shankar Mahadev. He binded very tightly to Ram and Lakshman, they were faint. And in morning they will. If sun is coming, they will die. Hanuman at once went to Garud and brought Garud, and seeing Garud this next. So when Ram needed, he served. He did not thought that, oh, Ram is Swayam Bhagavan. But he know that very powerful Ram. What is called two kinds of prem? Aswarya Jnana, no, opulence, and Madhur. Whether there may be, or so much opulence, it may be, no how, but Narvat Leela, means?
Human life pastimes.
Like that. That my Prabhu is, oh, manushya, human, and that his pastimes like humans, then it is madhur. In madhur too, there must be some opulence, otherwise it will be all like ordinary humans. Always there may be opulence, but it is covered with
sweetness,
like Narvat Bhav. So Hanuman like this. He always served. When he returned from, Ram returned from Ayodhya, from Lanka, and he returned back to Ayodhya, crown was given to him. And after that, one day Sita was decorating herself to to be with Ram. She was in bathroom. She took bath and he was taking sindoor, like Indian custody. All the females after marriage, they must take some reddish thing here. And this is the symptom of Saubhagyati. Saubhagyati means his husband is alive. Otherwise they will think all are widow. Not like Western devotees. So she was decorating and taking sindoor here. Hanuman at once searching, mother, where is mother, where is mother? And he knocked the door of bathroom. And Sita, are my son, why you came here? I was searching your mother, but I am very in wonder that what you are putting here, reddish thing, why? Oh my dear son, for Indian Vedic culture, lady, they must take sindoor that his husband should be very happy and he will not die. All kinds of bad things will go away and he will be happy. Oh, he heard it and returned back. And Sita Devi came in the council. He entered in again in bathroom Hanuman. And then he took all the sindoor and mixed with oil. He took everywhere, top to bottom. And he came in the council. Oh, Sita was laughing, Ram was laughing, or the council was laughing. Oh, Hanuman, what you did? Ramchandra told. What you have done? Why you are now reddish? Everywhere sindoor and sindoor. He told, Prabhu, my mother was taking this. I asked her and she told, it is for that my husband should alive for long time. Any suffering should not come and he will be happy. Then I thought that if she is giving here, why not everywhere? So I have given everywhere to please, that my Prabhu Sri Ram should be happy forever. He had done so many things. Once in the council, Ram was giving something reward to all the monkeys that they helped in Lanka war. He gave to all something. But when Hanuman came, Sri Ramchandra was somewhat smiling, looking towards Sita. I have nothing to repay him. What he has done, I cannot repay him. So please reward you yourself. And then he took her golden heart. Necklace, of gold and
diamonds
and all, very costly, which was given by his father mother at the time of marriage. She gave in the neck of Hanuman. And Hanuman, what is this? And he took one bead and he was crushing in his teeth. Oh, what are you doing? He crushed all and Sita told, and Ram, why you did so? Oh, Prabhu, I was saying, looking, that Ram Nam is there or not, the name of Ram, in these, jewels. But I saw no Ram Nam and no use. Where there is no Ram, nothing to do. So I threw it out. Oh, Ram told him that, in your heart there is Ramnam, and he at once, his nail went deep and he all saw Ram, Ram, everywhere. So how high class of Premi Bhakta is Hanuman? Always serving Ram. Without serving, he cannot alive. Once Maharaj Bharat, Shatrughna, Lakshman and Sita Devi, they were discussing something that we are very unfortunate. I am the wife of Ram. You are brothers, very dear. But Hanuman, always serving him, we have not a moment to serve Ram. Day and night Hanuman, 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 always serving. If fan needed, oh he is doing. If to message feet, oh he is doing. If anywhere to go, he goes. Everything he is doing. Oh, we should make a plan that we should take his all services and we should divide that Ram, Hanuman should have no
service.
Time for a moment to serve Ram. And he should not go to Ram in his room. He should be always out. And for this, they made some plans. And then they told, oh, you should be out of Ram room. You cannot go. We will serve him. So in the daytime, always Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna serve him. In the night, Sita. They never gave chance to serve Hanuman. Then Hanuman went to them and told, oh, please excuse me. You should give a moment in 24 hours that I can serve him. That always, you have served enough. You should be for me. We will serve. Oh, I request you that even, you know that Ram never takes what?
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. So it may be at any time he may take John. I should do like this. In Indians they do like this. If it comes, oh, they will do. Or tell Ram, 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 like this. That it should not come. But after very request, they allow. That when he will do, then you should do. And telling this, they went to serve Ram. But now, Hanuman is thinking that he is inside room, and when we will jaw,
yawn.
Oh, so I don't know at what time he will do, so I shall do like that. And he began to do day and night. And Ram taking, and all services were stopped. No taking bath, no taking food, no water, nothing, no sleeping at all. Always he is doing. So they could not serve anything to Ram. Then they went. Please excuse us. We have disturbed you. Don't do this. Why you are doing? I cannot see Ram, so when he will take like this yawn, so I don't know, so I am doing. Then they told him, you should not do. Oh, we will give some chance to you. So, 4 we and you 5, we should divide all. So Hanuman always serving. So he is Premi Bhakta. Now we should come to the Slok Anna Bhilashita Sunya. Gyan Karmadhi Anna. No Anna Bhilashita. His bhakti is not covered by Gyan, Karma, Yoga, Tapasya. Also, what he is doing? Anukulena Krishna Nushilanam. How Ram will be pleased doing all? He is Premi Bhakta. But something lacking in his service. So what is lacking? Then we will have come to Prem Parabhakta. And what is that? Aranya Maharaj should explain. What is that lacking? That Hanuman cannot do, but superiors, Prem Parabhakta can do. You come forward. In Indraprastha. There, Krishna's head was one side and his feet the other, and Arjuna's head was the side of Krishna's feet, and Arjuna's feet were on the side of Krishna's head. And they were sleeping together on the same bed. Oh, and Arjuna's taking the feet of Krishna on his chest in his sleep and embracing them.
And Krishna's taking feet of Arjuna. On one side, Rukmini and Satyabhama are fanning. At the side of Krishna's feet, Rukmini and Satyabhama are fanning. And on the side of Arjuna's feet there, Draupadi was fanning.
Draupadi and Subhadra.
And Subhadra. And as they are sleeping, Arjuna, he is breathing in his sleep. And as he's breathing, the name of Krishna is coming out from the pores of his skin. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So when Narad saw this, how Arjuna and Krishna sleep together on the same bed, embracing each other's feet, absorbing loving thoughts for each other, then Narad was amazed. He began to chant Arjuna and Krishna, Arjuna and Krishna, Arjuna and Krishna, and doing kirtan of Arjuna and Krishna. So they are very, very intimate. Hanuman, he cannot dream of sitting on the same seat as Krishna. What to speak of sleeping on the same bed as Krishna? What to speak of keeping his feet by his head? It's quite impossible. Sometimes Arjuna and Krishna, they can argue with each other even. When Krishna is sometimes captious, when they come together, they can brag about their heroic deeds. And they will also tell a little bit more than what they have done, also exaggerating. At that time, Arjuna will tell, "Oh Krishna, what you have said is so true. It is so true," in a sarcastic way. So even they can argue and criticize each other. So Arjuna is a very high class of devotee. They can eat together from the same plate. But Hanuman, he could never think of eating from the same plate as the Lord Ramachandra. So even though Hanuman's love is very high, he has some limitation. That is, that his mamata, his possessiveness for Ramachandra, has not extended to the level of intensity called Vishramba. Vishramba means feelings of equality and intimacy, which allows the devotee to become so close to the Lord that he feels equal. And he can render service and he can also accept service. So that level of emotion is called Vishramba Seva. Serving it with the mood of equality and with the mood of intimacy. So by this, we can understand that Arjuna, he has far surpassed the level of devotion which has been displayed by the pastimes of Hanuman and Ramachandra. Sri Arjuna Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you. You know that Diksha is very essential. Why? This Diksha gives Sambandha Gyan. Not ordinary, extraordinary Sambandha. Without Sambandha, you cannot realize anything and there will be no Mamata. So it must be there. So Diksha is so essential. So Hanuman, he has some relation with Ram. But Raganuga Bhakti especially, it wants so much relationship. So this bhakti, in higher stage, especially Prem, is divided into two sections. Sambandhanuga, Raganuga, not by the bhakti. This Raganuga bhakti, in perfect stage. Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. Here, Hanuman is his most obedient servant. But he is not Sambandhanuga. He has not come in the Ram dynasty. He is not father, son or anything. So it will not come in Sambandhanuga. But here we see Arjuna and all the Pandavas. They are Sambandhanuga. Nanda Baba, Sambandhanuga. Devaki mother and Vasudev, Sambandhanuga. All were Sambandhanuga. That Krishna, father was Vasudeva Maharaj. And his most dear sister, O Kunti. And Kunti's son is
Arjun.
So they are brothers. So Samanda. Understand? If no Sambandhanuga, but you are thinking that Krishna is my son. But actually, he is not your son. But you are, by your kalpana, this will not work there. There should be must any blood relation. Like here we see, Arjun is cousin brother. Not only that, above this, brother-in-law. Brother-in-law position is more than
cousin brother.
In India we know, here not so much difference in words. Shala in India. The brother of the wife is called Shala. More dear than brothers. Very dear. As his wife is dear. So, here position of Arjun is more superior than Krishna. He is Shala. And Arjun is what? Bahanoi. Bahanoi means?
Same brother-in-law. In English there is no other word.
Here not all these things. But understanding? You? What I am telling? You, Prabhu? You should explain. I cannot explain. My English is very broken and lame.
Srila Gurudev is explaining how Arjuna and his relation with Krishna is like brother-in-law. Because in India, there is a very, very intimate relation between family members, just like the brother of the sister of someone's brother.
The brother of wife.
The brother of someone's wife is one's shala. The brother of someone.
Can you? You can try. English is not perfect to express these moods. Like Sanskrit. Sanskrit is perfect. And the daughters too, Bengali and Hindi, daughter of Sanskrit, they are also perfect. Any mood, they have so much what? Understand.
Srila Gurudev is explaining the importance of Diksha, because Diksha makes our Sambandha relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are different types of relationship. In Raghunuga Bhakti, first, Sambandhatmik. The relationship which is based, the love which is based on relationship. That means a family relationship or blood relationship. So we see that Hanuman, he has no family or blood relationship with Ramchandra. So he will not be included there. But Gurudev explained that just see Arjun, how many relationships he has with Krishna. Arjun, his mother is Kunti. Kunti is the sister of Vasudeva, Krishna's father, in Mathura and Dwarka, not in Braj. So here they have a relationship of cousin brothers. So this is intimate, but they have a stronger relationship, and that is that Arjun is married to Krishna's sister Subhadra. Therefore, the brother of your wife is called Shala. Shala. This is a very intimate relationship. And the husband of your sister, that is Krishna, Krishna's relationship with Arjun, is called Bhagnipati. Bhagnipati. So, this relationship of Shala and Bhagnipati is between Krishna and Arjuna. So their sambandha is extremely thick.
No, thank you. Now, for reference, I'm telling, more superior is from this Kamanuga. Kamanuga, most beloved. But only gopi can be, no other. They should come in the family of goats, cowherd boys. So all the gopis, they may be related by blood also, because they are in dynasty of goats. But more than that, Kamanuga, very high. And what is that Kamanuga? That is, this Kamanuga also are two types. What? Tattat Ichhatmika. And second is, that is, the Lalita and Vishakha, love with Krishna, is of one kind. And Manjari, they feel that when Radha and Krishna are meeting, they are feeling of Manjari is that, oh, he is meeting with me. All the symptoms, Ashtashaktik Bhav, comes automatically in Manjari's mood. Tat Tat Bhav Ichhatmika. So this is more nearer for, no, more better for all sadhaks. Now, we should come to Pandavas. Sambandhanuga. How Krishna gives respect to Arjuna. Before battle of Mahabharata, Kurukshetra, once, anyhow, Hanuman met with Arjuna. And there was a river. Arjuna told that how you say that Ram was very powerful. I don't believe. Why he could not made a breeze of arrows? Only the monkeys and others, they made a pool. Then Hanuman told, you don't know Ram. Any breach of arrows that you are telling, you can do. But it cannot bear the weight of any monkey. What to me? It cannot. Then Arjuna told, see, I am making a breach by arrows, and you can go upon this, and you can go across. Hanuman to agree. It cannot tolerate my weight. Then, at once, he took bows and arrows and he made a very strong breach. Seeing this, Hanuman became in wonder. Oh, this is very strong. But I have promised that it cannot tolerate my weight. So, acha, I'm coming. And he made his body up very big. And he took so many mountains in his each every hair. And became whole, like a whole universe. He became heavy. And he came. At that time, oh, Arjun feared and he began to pray. Oh Prabhu, today you will have to keep my
order.
Order.
Honor.
My lajja. My shame. Oh. And Hanuman was saying, oh Prabhu Ram. Oh, this pool must go down. Otherwise I will have to be ashamed by Arjun. Both were meditating and praying their lords. He Dwarkadhish Krishna and he Ram, Hanuman Ram. Then he kept his one feet on the bridge. But nothing. The bridge was not broken. But then he wanted to keep his second stay. And whole mountains and whole universe wait. At once he saw under bridge water was full of blood and blood. Then he jumped from the bridge and he looked. Why? Who is here? That blood is coming. He saw that Ram is there. Blood was coming. He had taken on his back whole weight. And Arjun saw that my Prabhu has given back there. Otherwise pool has gone, bridge has broken. Oh, then both were praying. He saw Krishna, Ram, and Hanuman saw Krishna in Ram, and Arjun saw Krishna, both. And at that time, oh, Krishna became two, because Ram is manifestation of Krishna. So they both began to pray. Oh, now we think and we have understand that Ram and Krishna both are one. Then Ram told to Hanuman, you see, I am serving this my most beloved, dear beloved Arjun. I am always serving. So you have to serve, O Arjun. Here that superiority or anything will not do anything. I am washing his horses. I am massaging his horses. You know. So you must serve him. You should be on the chariot.
Flag.
And when any suffering or trouble or problem will come, you will have to save. I will be charioteer. Charioteer? And you should be always saving. Then he accepted that, oh, my Prabhu is serving, so I must serve. So this is the service. How higher stage of Arjun is, we cannot imagine even. But yet something lacking. Krishna used to think that my most dear friend in Braj is Arjun, Sakha. And the name, oh, 8, very quickly passed. So, with the relation of Braj Arjun, Priya Narma Sakha, oh, when he heard that Arjun, my cousin brother, oh, even I am married with his sister. But most thing is that, this thing, that Arjun was so near and dear. But who Arjun? Priya Narma Sakha. Oh, 1,000 times more than Arjun. So with this relation, when he used to see Arjun, oh, he used to think, oh, my Priya Narma Sakha. So he used to love Arjun. But Arjun in Braja, he is perfect. Arjun sometimes may he break this mood. if he will see a universal rule, universal form of Krishna. In Mahabharata battle, he has some doubt and Krishna at once showed him his universal. Oh, all were Brahma, Shankar and thousands of all Ram, all were in that. And he feared at that. So he began to tell, excuse me, you are not my friend. You are not my cousin brother. You are not my wife's brother. Nothing. You are, O creator of the whole world. You are Lord of Lords, Supreme Lord. Excuse me. From today, I will not tell you friend or anything. No charioteer, nothing. So this mood of Sakya Bhava sometimes becomes upset when Krishna sees the universal thing. But any Brajavasi, oh, they may see a thousand and thousand times of universal forms, but they will not do like this. They will not pray to Krishna, Mother Yashoda, never. So we will all explain tomorrow in class. So, thank you. Today is overtime. I should that Maam Budhi should announce that from tomorrow we will come at about 6 I may come and we will begin my class. Before that all audience should come and do kirtan for half an hour. 5:30 you must come here. And I will come just at 6. It may be at 5:30 I may come. But they should begin kirtan. Where is Ambudhi, Mahambudhi? Oh, you should announce. Come here.
Tomorrow's program is at the Shiva Vishnu Temple, which is in Devi. For those of you that know your class on Dykes Road in Devi, and that program we have from 5 to 8 o'clock, the children are at the same up there. We'd like to speak there at 6 o'clock. So we request everyone to come early at 5 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we have announced that the program is at 7. We're going to move it up 1 hour. If we're able to be here at 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh. One kirtan, you can do.
Thus ends the class on the 7th of February 2003 in Coral Springs, Florida, in the evening. Hare Krishna.